The next thing is a literary problem in narrative. Joyce distinguishes between comedy and tragedy. The emotion of comedy is pleasure, rapture, possession of the object, not wishing for it. The rapture comes from the experience, from the art itself. But the important discussion that he develops here is on tragedy. And it's there that I want to get into the depth of the thing. For the tragic emotions, he goes, of course, to Aristotle's Poetics. And Aristotle gives as the tragic emotions pity and terror. He does not define these. Joyce does. These definitions are worth writing down. Pity is the feeling that arrests the mind before whatsoever is grave and constant in human sufferings and unites it with the human sufferer. You see, it's static, grave and constant, and unites it with the human sufferer, not with the Negro sufferer, not with the worker sufferer, with the human sufferer. As soon as you place your accent on the race or social class or occupation or, you know, even size of the person, you've lost it. You've got a didactic piece. Pity is the emotion or feeling that arrests the mind before whatsoever is grave and constant in human suffering and unites it with the human sufferer. This is compassion. This is pity. And so then, what is terror? Almost the same definition. Terror is the feeling that arrests the mind before whatsoever is grave and constant in human suffering and unites it with the secret cause. Now, what is the secret cause, anyhow? And the illustration that I like to give is Mr. A shoots Mr. B. What is the secret cause of Mr. B's death? Is it the bullet? No. That's what's known as the instrumental cause. And if what you're talking about is bullets, perhaps you're writing a paper on gun control or something like that and how it should come through. This is didactic. Perhaps Mr. A is white and Mr. B is black. Oh, you're going to make a big thing of that? Well, perhaps you're writing about racial problems in the United States. This, again, is sociological and didactic. What is the secret cause of Mr. B's death? Well, I have in mind that Martin Luther King's death. And Martin Luther King predicted his death. Only a week or so before, he went on that walk and was shot, or was shot before he went on the walk, I forgot which it is now, but he said he knew that in pressing this cause that he represented, he was challenging death. Now that is a noble man, and you're beginning to get into something. So what was the secret cause of this bullet? It's the destiny of this man. There is an old English word that occurs in Anglo-Saxon, weird, W-E-I-R-D. And this comes from a Germanic root that is related to the German word werden, becoming. Werden has to do with the becoming of your life. The destiny of your life. It's a very different notion about destiny than the kismet of the Muslims, where God puts it on you. Your destiny isn't put on you by God. It is the becoming of the results of your life, your life path. The secret cause, then, is that of the werden, the weird. In Beowulf, when Beowulf, the old chieftain, is about to engage in battle with a dragon, the dragon that's been a nuisance on the countryside, there's a beautiful line. He's sitting and he knows that this is more than he can handle. And the line is, weird was very near. When you get that in there, you've got a tragedy. So that you're not talking about bullets. Whose fault was it? It was Martin Luther King's fault. You bring it back. Now, you can't talk sociologically about a thing like that, but you can talk mythologically about a thing like that, and you can talk tragically and wonderfully about a thing like that. Now, suppose there were a person coming along this Highway 1 when that slide came down, and that person were buried in the slide. Would that be tragic? Newspapers always call this tragic. It's not tragic at all. That's a catastrophe. The tragic is something that comes from out of the destiny of the person who is afflicted. The three weird sisters prophesy to Macbeth what's going to happen, but what's going to happen is simply the fulfillment of what he was intending. And that word is properly used by Shakespeare there. So, that's the secret cause. This, then, is the art that James Joyce is practicing and that's going to carry him on.